What appears to be a battle over an inappropriate book is really the latest skirmish in Nashville's running feud over privately operated, publicly funded charter schools. Here's what's gone down. 12-year-olds at Nashville Prep were reading City of Thieves. A parent alerted school board member Amy Frog about the prevalence of four-letter words and sex scenes. Frog then asked for the school district's office overseeing charter schools to step in, telling them that Nashville Prep should be shuttered. School founder Ravi Gupta says it's all beside the point.
It really isn't about a book. I think like that's a judgment call. You know, we could debate it out and we may never use that book again. But it's about the fact that we went from a choice of a book to shutting down a school in a matter of hours.
I mean, I stand by that remark and I have serious concerns about this school.
That's Frog, who has also raised copyright concerns since teachers were using photocopies of the book, partially so they could censor passages deemed too mature.
You know, the book to me was sort of the straw that broke the camel's back.
Frog has publicized parental complaints about Nashville Prep for years. They're targeted mostly at the school's No Excuses brand of instruction. It's highly regimented, Frog would say militaristic. Her grievances range from making students stand for hours as punishment to assigning excessive homework. She argues it verges on abuse.
I think treatment of children, the health of well-being of children is more important than just a test score.
But in terms of standardized test scores, Nashville Prep has some of the best in the state. Regarding the treatment of students, district officials have investigated at Frog's behest but found nothing of concern. They call Nashville Prep a strict organization while also noting those who opt into the charter school have the ability to opt out. Frog is now asking for a broad investigation to be done by a third party, which is part of the reason the school founder says he decided to make the dispute more public than it had to be. Gupta feels like there's no satisfying those who see charters as the enemy of public education.
They believe that they can and should destroy our institutions. And as long as that's true, it's really hard to have a positive dialogue.
Right now, the only dialogue going on is in the form of dueling blog posts. Gupta and Frog say they haven't spoken to each other in years. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.